We've got mail. Big impact. I would just like to say how much I enjoyed reading the September 2002 issue of The New Era. It really had an impact on me. I especially liked the article, He Will Never Let You Down. It's one of the best influences in my life as a teenager. A lesson is always learned when I read this article. I'm grateful to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Ben Gogren, Birmingham, England, via email. A new habit. A while ago, my sister and I went to do baptisms for the dead. I didn't think I would feel the Spirit because I didn't read my scriptures or say my prayers a lot. But I went, and when I was there, I felt the Spirit and also felt like the people I was being baptized for were with me. I was so happy that I went home and read my scriptures. I've been reading them every day since. Sherry Gwynn, West Jordan, Utah. A fine photo. I am a faithful reader of the magazine. I really enjoy and appreciate everything that goes into it. I'm writing about the photo of the month that appeared in the August 2002 New Era. I always enjoy reading the poem and looking over the picture, but in August's issue, the photo of a young boy going into the waters of baptism really got to me. I realized how much missionary work for the church is going forward throughout the world. Thank you to the photographer, Kevin Shaw, for opening this up for me. Lucas Claven, Brisbane, Australia, via email. Same question. I really would like to thank you so much for the questions and answers. I love to read the New Era each month. One of my favorite parts is the Q&A, because most of the questions mean a lot to me. Often I have the same question, and it's nice to read other people's advice. Sarah Williams, Nephi, Utah. A monthly pick-me-up. I love this magazine because it gives me a spiritual high. I get to read wonderful counsel in the articles that help me in many ways to become better. It's really nice not to have to see all of the immodesty and the horrible words you can find in other magazines. Thank you for spending so much time putting this magazine together and giving me something to look forward to each month. Amanda Hall, Lakeside, California. How I saw myself. Thank you so much for the article, Mirror Image, July 2002. I felt the same way about myself. I hated myself because I thought I was fat, ugly, and unwanted, even when my family and friends told me that wasn't true. Now I'm slowly increasing my self-esteem. I came across this article that has given me a boost. I'm now feeling a little better about myself. Name withheld. We love hearing from you. Write us at New Era. We've got mail. 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of We've Got Mail. Poem.